News. I'm Jim Bertel. Forecasters are using the words catastrophic and devastating to describe Hurricane Dorian as it crawls across Grand Bahama Island. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The second strongest Atlantic storm on record left a trail of destruction in the Bahamas on Sunday. Hurricane Dorian is a catastrophic Category 5 storm, expected to drop up to 30 inches of rain on the Caribbean country. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis went on national television ahead of the disaster to urge citizens to prepare.
This is probably the most saddened and worst day of my life to address the Bahamian people. And I just want to say that as a physician, I've been trained to withstand many things, but never anything like this.
Meanwhile, the storm is expected to head dangerously close to Florida. The U.S. state is ordering evacuations along its coast, although some are choosing to stay put. Dorian is forecast to remain a hurricane for the next 5 days.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The U.S. and China imposed new tariffs on each other's exported goods on Sunday, the latest skirmish in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. U.S. President Donald Trump levied 15% taxes on about $112 billion worth of Chinese exported products headed to the United States. Meanwhile, Beijing started adding 5 and 10% tariffs on some of the $75 billion worth of U.S. exports being sent to China. Flexport chief economist Phil Levy says lots of goods are affected.
This is exactly hitting the sort of consumer electronics, the apparel, your Apple Watch, your iPad.
The International Monetary Fund is warning the trade war could spark a global downturn. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong high school students gathered in a park Monday on what was the first day of the new school year. Their strike was to show their continued support for the pro-democracy movement. Earlier, demonstrators disrupted the Monday morning commute by blocking train doors. Sunday, protesters seeking democratic rights blocked access to the international airport, setting fire to barricades on the road, blocking entrance to the airport bus terminal, and leading transit officials to suspend train service to the facility. Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is getting tough with members of the Conservative Party who oppose his Brexit plans at the start of what promises to be a momentous week in British politics. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Conservative former Justice Minister David Gawk has accused Johnson of goading party members to vote against the government so they can be ousted in favour of lawmakers who support the Prime Minister's more extreme version of Brexit. Opposition parties are pledging to challenge Johnson's policy that Britain will leave the EU on October 31, even if there's no deal. Without such a deal, Britain faces a chaotic departure. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Tony Blair has warned that politicians are at a critical juncture. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The FBI says the gunman who killed 7 and wounded 22 in Odessa, Texas Saturday acted alone and likely had no ties to any global or domestic terror group.
Amazing grace.
On Sunday evening, a memorial service was held for the victims. Midland Mayor Jerry Morales, during Sunday's prayer vigil, says Saturday's deadly mass shooting has cast a cloud of sadness.
We are devastated by this act from this idiot who hurt our communities.
The shooter hijacked a mail truck and fired at other cars as he sped along a highway before police killed him. Afghan officials say U.S. Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad met with President Ashraf Ghani Monday in Kabul to discuss details of a draft U.S.-Taliban peace agreement, but did not hand a copy of the deal to the president. An Afghan presidential spokesman told reporters that Khalilzad shared all the important details in the document and that the government will discuss it internally. Further discussions with Khalilzad's team are expected to continue. For all the news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Voice of America, 1.